This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. Let's go back to our talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
All right.
Hollywood Swinger, what's up?
Hey, Bobby, I sure miss my Saints not playing this week. I don't know about y'all.
We love football. And then you can get a fix on a little bit. Hollywood, you probably weren't watching football even though the Saints weren't playing, right? Now, you don't want your team to be in that number, but you still were watching.
Yeah, right? I watch every game they had this weekend. I think the Saints are right there. We just need good draft class, and we got to stay healthy when we get in. We can beat some of them teams.
You know? What you mean? Well, we could beat some of them teams. We waxed the Panthers, and now I don't know how you match up against certain teams.
Now the Rams.
Yeah, it seems like when we play the Rams, like, oh no, that's really gonna be an upset. But I don't know. Carolina had a chance to beat them twice. Right. They beat them once, and I was like, oh. And we played Carolina. No, we were the dominant team. And you look, they lose the wild card game to the Rams, 34-31. And you look, a high scoring affair. You look on November the 30th, Carolina was an underdog, basically like double-digit underdog. They won the game 31-28. So the games were very similar as far as the scoring.
I got a question for you. Teams change every year. Coaches change. I mean, assistant coaches come and go. I mean, you know, they commute a world. Head coaches, now sometimes they stay a little longer than others. Why do some teams match up better against other teams? Because you know what? I think this becomes a mental thing. Man, we haven't played well against that team. And you get told about it all week long. All week long. And it sort of settles into your head.
Well, the thing is, the Rams made no mistakes against us. And they made a few mistakes against Carolina, which they lost one game and they won a close game. Matthew Stafford said this. Obviously, we had some mistakes along the way. He goes, look, I turned it over, which he did in the first game they lost. We had a punt block. We didn't score right before the half when we probably should have. Remember, they didn't take the points. So all those little things add up where it just seems like, the Rams, when we were playing them, they were making no mistakes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What disappointed me the most this weekend was the Packers. They're that big lead against the Bears, and they chose like they did like the Atlanta game with New England with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you look good. Look, that's Caleb Williams, to me, is like the black version of Brett Favre. I mean, you look at the fourth quarter, what he's done. He's making his playoff debut, throwing a 25-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore with a minute 43 seconds remaining. And then look at the Bears. Like you said, rally from an 18-point deficit to beat their rivals. Look, they hate each other. I mean, Packers, and did you see their coach? And Ben Johnson, Holly was like, I hate the Packers. Right. And don't want to shake LaFleur's hand.
It was almost like a touch.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you look, then they went 31-27. No, listen, the problem is when you have an 18-point lead, that even though as awesome as Love was playing, the quarterback for the Packers, you got to be able to run the ball. And they won't have enough time for the Bears to come back. Now, Ben Johnson, goes a long way. Look at the combination of him and Caleb Williams. It was their seventh fourth quarter comeback victory. So it wasn't like, oh, they were lucky. I don't know. That's a trend. If they've done it seven times this season, I think that's that whoever is playing the Bears, you better play the whole 60 minutes.
The one thing you take out of there, and we talked about this so much in all the pre-draft coverage, Charlie and I did a lot of it. We saw what type of year Tyler Warren had for the Colts, and he was a big playmaker for them. Colston Loveland.
Oh,
man, he was awesome against the Packers.
Well, Mike,
unbelievable.
He caught eight passes, a career high, 137 yards. And, Mike, he was a difference maker. You can look at all their weapons. He was almost like the security blanket for Caleb Williams. No, that Loveland cat, he is awesome. And, Mike, you look at it was different aspects. You know, you come back or not. The Bears trailed 21-3 at halftime. And then through three quarters, it was 21-6. Then they outscored Green Bay 25-6 in the fourth quarter on their way to their first playoff win in 15 years. So you don't think they're like, oh, no, here it goes again. And 15, they haven't tasted this. So, no, they're going crazy in Chicago right now.
Did you hear Al Michaels say, I've done over 20 games here. This stadium is shaking. I've never felt it like that in this press box, and it is shaking.
Did you see the Bears fans because of the cheese heads? They had the cheese with the grater and they grating the cheese and all. No, they are passionate fans. The NFL would love for the Bears to be in the Super Bowl. How about this Super Bowl? The Bears played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You remember the last time the Bears played the Patriots in the Super Bowl? Was in New Orleans. In the Superdome, where that's when the Patriots had no chance. That was one of the greatest teams in NFL history, the Bears, that year with Ditka.
No, you went up against that defense in practice.
Oh, no, we went against that team in Platteville, Wisconsin. We were going up to La Crosse. Then next year, we're in Platteville. And I was like looking at Coach Warren and all that and go, score? If we were playing the Bears, if we were right now, I hope we get two first downs in a row. How are we going to score? No, they were. We had a running drill, like 12 running plays where you know you're running. And you're supposed to run 12 plays and block, okay? Coach Barr had to cut the drill like after like seven running plays because we had minus yards in every play. McMichael and Dan Hampton, they all busted in the backfield. I remember one time handing it off to Dalton Hilliard, and like Hampton and McMichael, they tackling us all at the same time. I go, oh, no, if we were playing a real game, we'd be getting creamed. I mean, it was
It wasn't Richard Dent the guy that messed up your elbow.
But that's when I was in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but yeah, wasn't yeah. he the guy? Now, he was bad to the bone, too, up front.
He had the longest arms, and you think, oh, he's nowhere around me. And then, it was like a big bear, just swatting at you and stuff. So, that to me is that Bears team is the best linebacking core. When you talk about like a 4-3-3-4, 4-3 is three linebackers, 3-4-4 linebackers. The Dome Patrol is the best linebacking core with a 3-4. A 4-3 is the Bears when they had Mike Singletary, Otis Wilson, and Wilbur Marshall. They didn't get any better than that. I remember in the game one time when they were going to go undefeated, I think Buddy Reinhold was too hard-headed. They were playing the Dolphins and Dan Marino, and they had Wilbur Marshall playing like a safety on the nickel.
Nat Moore
instead of bringing in a nickel guy because he was that good. But Dan Marino burned him, and that was the game they lost because they were too hard-headed. But, no, that can happen. The Patriots look pretty damn good. But that could happen again, the repeat of that Super Bowl. I think the Patriots would have a better chance at this time around if that would occur.
Yeah, there's no dominant team in the NFL.
It's wide open.
It is really. Now, we say that a lot, but in this year, that applies. It is wide open.
To show you it's wide open, the number one seed, Denver, is not even favored at home against the Bills.
Now, that's crazy.
And the Bills have a the Bills got a bad defense. The Bills do not have a good defense. But, Mike, think about that.
Denver, 1.5 favorite over Denver.
And they got to go away from Buffalo to Denver. So when you think about that, I'm like, what? That to me, boggles the mind. But I can tell you one reason.
They do have Superman with the cape.
Yeah.
At quarterback. They do have him. I give him that.
But I can tell you how the Jaguars screwed up. And I like their coach, Leon Cohen. To me, not running the ball more against one of the league's most porous run defenses.
I don't get that.
Listen, ATN and their rookie, Tutton, whatever his name is, they combined for 118 yards on 14 carries. Why did I run in the ball twice that 28 to 30 times? The Bills can't play the run. Sean Payton knows that. I guarantee
he's going to feed him R.J. Harvey all day long.
It shows you how wide open it is. That here's the Broncos, number one seed at home, and they're not even favored.
No, because you cannot bank on the fact that Bo Nix will carry you to a win when you're up against Josh Allen.
Well, there's the Josh Allen effect. That's why, the Josh Allen effect.
Because he is Superman.
I mean, he was yesterday. I don't know. It's a bunch of Yankees. But the Bills are like us downside. Listen, how can you be against the Bills unless you, the Patriots, are in the AFC East? Who doesn't like the Bills? I mean, the Bills Mafia, they blue collar. Come on. They lost four straight Super Bowls. Look, if you don't have a dog in the hunt, why not cheer for the Bills, even though I don't think they're going to get there?
You know, played really well yesterday, and I didn't know about his career. I thought it might have ended. Tre'Davious White.
Oh, he batted the ball up, interception.
Trey White did a really good job yesterday. I thought maybe he was hanging on, maybe it had passed he made some plays yesterday.
He made that play, and all of a sudden, they win the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.